Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill North. Batting second, the first baseman, Enos Cavill. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting seventh, the catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alan Ripley. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from May and he is safe. Jorgensen steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazzilli takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mazzilli. The throw from May and he is safe. Mazzilli steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. North is called out on strikes. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Clark reaches second base with a double. Ripley moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Lynch covering, for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brooks moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flynn for the out. Brooks moves to third. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from May and he is safe. Mozzilli steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman misplays the ball. That's an error on Backman. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Falcone now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May fires to first and picks off Cubbage. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. North strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mozzilli strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Youngblood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Youngblood. Herndon moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Milt May. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Sadek now catching. Joe Pettini now playing shortstop. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Greg Minton now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 3 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Frank Tavares pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.